You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
On Wednesday, Labour's Carmel Cipollone dominated political headlines with news that she is believed to be a contestant on this year's season of Celebrity Treasure Island. The last MP to compete on a reality TV show was ex David Seymour, who competed on Dancing with the Stars in 2018. This appearance resulted in a now infamous video of Seymour twerking in 80s getup. Last year's Celebrity Treasure Island also drew headlines from political figures, including Tama Iti. Political news this week has also included an announcement from Paul Goldsmith, the Minister of Justice, that the government is looking at stopping Election Day voter enrolment due to the administrative burden. I asked about both these topics for our weekly catch-up with Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone. I started by asking if she would appear in Celebrity Treasure Island.
What I've been focused on is the fact that I had an injury and that that happened whilst I was doing exercise, and I am not stating where I was when I was undertaking that exercise.
So just to be clear, you are neither confirming nor denying that you got your ankle injury while filming Celebrity Treasure Island.
I am not stating where I got that ankle injury.
And hypothetically, if you were on a show like Celebrity Treasure Island and you managed to win, what charity would you donate your prize money to?
I think I'm not going to deal with hypotheticals, but I will say that there's lots of very worthy charities out there.
And on a more serious note, the government has talked about ending same-day enrolment and voting yesterday. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, it's important the Electoral Commission gets the basics of counting votes and quality checks right. A democracy in New Zealand relies on it. Elections are too important to get wrong, especially when the results are close. What we shouldn't be doing is making any decisions that make voting harder. There are a large number of people who have turned out to vote and enrol on the same day. And I don't think we should be putting barriers up to people being able to do that. We should be encouraging people to vote, not putting up barriers to that. So it's disappointing to hear what the plan is there.
By abolishing this, is the government suppressing voters?
Well, I feel like they are. There's lots of reasons why people haven't enrolled on the day. And actually, previously, you could enrol up to 5 p.m. the day before. So, you know, what is the difference? They just need to make sure that they've got the capability and capacity to deal with enrolments on the day and not just close that off as an option to New Zealanders. We should be encouraging people to participate in our democracy and to have their voice heard and to have their vote counted. And by blocking them from being able to enrol on the day is a backward step, and we certainly don't support it.
A lot of people who cast special votes vote for the left. Is the government attempting to block opposition voters with this move?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a question that needs to be asked. Why would you want to undermine democracy? Why would you want to put up barriers to people actually being able to vote? And so it's the wrong decision. It makes no sense. And we are not supporting it. And we're going to be very vocal about that.
Are there other ways to deal with the administrative burden on the Electoral Commission?
Yeah, make sure that they've got the capacity and capability to actually respond to the numbers of people that are coming in. I mean, there were issues last time. Certainly, even within my own electorate, I was getting reports back of running out of enrolment papers, lines of people because they didn't have the staff that they required to be able to deal with those that were coming through to vote and those that were coming through and needing to enrol and vote. So the learning should be, okay, we need more people at the front line on the day and maybe even in the lead up to it so that they can actually respond to the demand with respect to voting. And we should be going, you know, hell for leather to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to get as many New Zealanders out to vote that is possible. And this is not a measure that will help us with that.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on Celebrity Treasure Island and the proposed end of same-day voting and enrolment on Election Day.
That was the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.